The next topic, Rebbe Elazar speaks about an item in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem HaKadosh said that it is incorrect, it is not proper for a person to give as a gift a knife. Person should not give his friend a knife for a gift. Now, this means that if you give at least if you give a person a set of silverware, that's not considered giving a knife as a gift. That topic was discussed once because it's included in a set of silverware. To give a person, let's say, bread knife, just that alone, or any kind of a knife, or let's say a letter opener in the form of a knife, or one of those small show daggers, anything like that, or even a chalaf, to give a chalaf to a shechet, which is still a knife, or a sword, Arabian sword, Arabian night sword. If you give any one of those, Baal Shem Tov said, is forbidden. A person should not do it. Rebbe Elazar just quotes that from the words of Baal Shem Tov. It's interesting to note, though, what is the reason behind this rule. Baal Shem Tov explains another passage, so that it will shed light on this topic. It hasn't been discussed much in the past. Reason for this, we find, though, in the words of Baal Shem Tov, a logical reasoning. Hiwara says that if a person wants to have hana, a person wants to have pleasure in this world, then he should have pleasure like Elisha HaNavi. Elisha HaNavi, pleasure means to accept gratuities, to accept gifts from others. Elisha HaNavi accepted gifts, but he was very discriminating. There are certain ones he refused to accept gifts from. So a person having Hanoah should have Hanoah like Elisha HaNavi. Now, what does this mean? What is the actual motive behind Elisha HaNavi's accepting and refusing gifts? Find that in the case of a very famous case of Naaman. Naaman was the general from Aram who had contacted leprosy, which was supposed to be fatal. He came to Elisha HaNavi, and Elisha HaNavi showed the powers of his miracles. He told him to dip himself in the Jordan River 7 times, he'd be cured. Naaman was cured. He came back to Elisha HaNavi. He wanted to bestow upon him a large array of gifts. Elisha HaNavi refused these gifts. He refused to accept anything whatsoever. Not one cent would he accept. His servant Gehazi did accept it, and of course he was punished very severely. But Elisha HaNavi refused to accept the gift from Naaman. Now, what was so bad about accepting this gift? Why did he refuse? Was it Kiddush Hashem to show that this was done as an act from heaven? It required no gift, or what? The answer is that Elisha HaNavi knew, as the Gemara says in Ksubas, that giving a gift to a tzaddik is like bringing the best of sacrifices. Bikurah, first fruit to the kohen. So great is that zechus. To give a gift to a tzaddik is one of the greatest zechus possible. Literally like bringing a sacrifice to the Holy Temple. If that's the case then, it should be felt that to give this zechus, who would have a greater favor, a greater benefit from this gift? The recipient or the donor? Actually, the one that gives the gift gains much more because he is like bringing a korban. So therefore, Elisha HaNavi felt that to grant such a privilege to a person, that person must be deserving. To give it to a goy, Naaman, he didn't deserve such a big zechus. He was blessed. Now, the miracle of being cured of leprosy, fine. But not to have the zechus of giving a gift to a tzaddik. Therefore, he refused this gift from Naaman. To one who was worthy, Taylor says one brought him a food, there he brought him the equivalent of Bikurim, that he did accept. So if the donor, the wealthy person, what he gives is called a wealthy person, was a righteous person, he accepted the gift. If not, he would not accept the gift. Now, since it's accepted from one who's considered a tzaddik, a righteous person, and you want to give that person, you're giving him a privilege, make that privilege a sound one. Make it a genuine one. A person giving a knife is giving the weapon, the tool of Esav. Esav says, "Achar b'chot tichya, you shall live by the sword." It's Tzadik is Yaakov, Esav the Roshna is by the sword. So to allow this person you consider worthy of receiving the mitzvah of giving a gift to a tzaddik, of course, if you consider yourself a tzaddik, then, surely you would not want this person who is worthy to give a gift that is fit for Esav. That's why he would not accept a gift if it was a knife, a symbol of Esav and Hashem. This is what the Moshemta says. And of course, if a person would say, but I'm not a tzaddik, I'm not worthy, it's not bikurim, still, no matter how low a person would consider himself, in that case, then you surely would not want your friend to have to give you a gift, which still is the symbol of Esav HaRasha or Chabach HaTichya. This is one of the reasons for the Moshemta's words. Of course, the Moshemta's words have much more depth. So Rabbein Azal brings and stresses this point. So we must abide by this rule, never to either accept or to give a gift of a knife. Now, actually, we had a personal case. Then it is a case of a zechus of giving a gift to the tzaddik emes, the holiest tzaddik in the world today, in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yechayim, who was, were a person can be privileged to bring a gift there. We decided once to bring a set. And without thinking, this, of course, was an oversight, frankly, shows that a person can make mistakes sometimes by not thinking. Of course, it happens very often we don't think. We brought one of those Shabbos knives, special tray that's used, a knife and a tray for challis. It was as good a set as we could find, an expensive one of that type. And we thought this would grace the table of the tzaddik emes. Wonderful thing. Let's feel the privilege, the happiness of knowing that we had given him something for the Shabbos table. We're at the house. He looked at it strangely, saying, you don't know a simple statement, Sicha Saran? We said, oi. But at the same time, it may be oi, but we surely not like to lose the opportunity to have a chance that he would use the knife for cutting the mitzi on Shabbos Kiddush, especially the way it's done properly. The challah on Shabbos Kiddush, that's the Mona Tzadikah, the Chamishna. So we're sort of at a loss. He saw how bad, I said we because there was another person involved at the Klikin Stevi. He saw we thought badly about it. So he said very simply, so as you don't have sechel when it comes to giving a gift, you don't have sechel for you to be able to maintain it as a gift. He said, here, I'll give you 5 cents to pay you for the knife. The rest of the tray is the gift. As long as the knife is being paid for, it's no longer a gift. It's a sale. 5 cents, of course, is no money, which means that still we felt that it was our doing that he now had this knife and tray. So, Baruch Hashem, we were zechut to fulfill it. But at least we have learned the lesson, the wisdom from the tzaddik emes. You can always find a way out if your intentions are proper. We do see that this is something that you live with, you live by. When you learn something, your life is guided by these rules. Something important to know that knives are not used as gifts, neither to be given nor to be accepted. But if it's that important, you can always find the means of purifying it, kosher it.